Okay, we are about to complete Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, the Rambam first section of Mishneh Torah, and we're going to begin with the 10th parak right now. Kol Navi Shiyamod Lanu V'Yomar Shehashem Shlacho Inotzorech Lasos Os Ke'echam Yosos Moshe Rabbeinu Okos Yisrael Yahu V'Elisha Sheyesh Bahem Shinoi Minhagu Shel Olam Ela Ha'os Shelo Sheyomar Dvar Ma'asidim Niyos Ha'olam V'Yaminu B'Dvarav Shnemar V'Chisomar B'Valcha Says the Rambam, when a Navi comes along and tries to prove himself as being a good Navi, again, clearly we have to go back to Prakim, where the Rambam explains very clearly that that Navi needs to be on the right track and has to have clear Yireh Shamayim and doing the mitzvos. And then in the last Prakim, we have either not trying to dispute something against what Moshe Rabbeinu the Torah has, or again, a lot of different rules to get them there. But it could be that they have to show an oath. It could be they have to show an oath, to show a sign in order to prove that they are, capable of actually being, trusted as a true Navi. So they might have to show an oath. Now, again, remember we said that that oath is actually not the reason that we believe in them. The reason we believe in a Navi at this point, even if they show us an oath, is not because of the oath itself, not because we're convinced by the oath. Again, remember, believing in another because of an oath was not good enough for Moshe Rabbeinu. It shouldn't be good enough for us. Moshe Rabbeinu challenged the Kadosh Baruch Hu at the burning bush and said, no, I can't do that. Just with an oath, just with a sign going down to Mitzrayim. That's not going to be lasting enough. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu had to have the experiences of Matan Torah. And God told him, don't worry, when you leave Mitzrayim, that's when you'll have the everlasting belief of Klal Yisrael that you are a Navi, that is unparalleled. But a regular Navi that comes along and has an oath, again, claims they're Navi and all the other things check out. So that oath, what does that oath have to be again? We don't believe in that oath. We don't believe in based on the oath, but the oath is there to help us believe. And then the Torah really is the reason, the mitzvah of the Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu tells us, again, even though as Edim, for example, we don't necessarily know if Edim are telling us the truth, yet we believe them. Torah tells us to believe them if they are following all the right rules. So too with the Navi, even if we're not 100% sure they're telling us the truth, with the oath and the Torah telling us to follow anyone who comes along with an oath and tells us the Torah, oh, there you go. So you have to follow them. That's the Rambam's approach in the last few prakim. So given all of that information, what type of oath does this guy need to give us? What type of oath does the Navi need to provide? So the Rambam says you can't expect that they're going to have the same type of osos as a Moshe Rabbeinu or the osos of Eliyahu or Elisha. You can't be expecting, and we're going to see in a little bit, that they're going to start splitting seas or that they're going to start bringing back the dead. No way. Right? That doesn't need to be an oath for us to believe them. Rather, what type of oath are we referring to? What type of sign are we referring to? We can ask them, tell us what's going to happen in a couple of days or in the future. And they have to tell us what's going to happen. And if they pan out, if it's true, as we're going to see in a moment, if it's true, probably even if it's true a couple of times, that what they're saying is going to happen, so then we have a chiv at that point to listen to them, because then they're a really good Navi. As we pointed out last parak, they're coming along there. They're following all the ways of the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and they're not coming to add mitzvahs or take away mitzvahs. Rather, to really serve the Ribbono Shel Olam mitzvahs and Torah, and really to encourage all of us, as we pointed out, to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam mitzvahs and Torah. Ain't over lo krol lanu hayom. They're not going to tell them, oh yeah, split the sea, or hachayem meis, bring back to life this dead person. Again, these are things that Moshe and Yo and Elisha. You don't have to. Why? Because those things are really shinoi of teva. Those are changing of the nature. We don't expect them to have to be able to change nature. We don't tell them the only way I'm going to believe in you is if you can change nature the same way Moshe and Eliyahu and Elisha did. El Omrim Lo, tell them in the opposite. No. Im Navi Ata, if you're really truly a Navi. Emor Dvar Masi Den Dios, Vihu Omer. Right? So tell him, tell us what's going to happen in the future. And he's going to say, Vanu Mechakim Liros, and we wait and see. Right? V'ayavo dvarav imlo yavo. Did they come? Did they not come true? V'afilu nafal dover katan biyadua shu nevi sheker. If even one iota of their nevuah is wrong, we know they're in avi sheker. V'imbo dvarav kulon yaveinenu ne'aman. And if they say the right things, then they are ne'emah. Davar points out, the Netziv points out, in the pasuk Shidabera Navi b'shem Hashem v'lo yah davar v'lo yavohu adavar asher lo dibru Hashem b'zadon dibru Navi lo sagur mimenu. The prophet says basically in the name of Hashem, and the actual what they say claim is going to happen doesn't come true. So then it's clear that that didn't come from the Ribono Shel Olam himself, and it's clear the prophet, the Navi, was saying things incorrectly. Don't stand and be afraid of this individual. Says the Emek Dover, that Rashi says, Lo tira shemotayan alav. Don't be afraid that you're going to get punished because you're punishing this Navi Sheker. Again, we pointed out in the last parak, all the different ways that we would punish a Navi Sheker. Really, strangulation would be the main one. So don't be worried that if they did something wrong here, that you would be punished because of this. And the Emek Dover explains, why would I be worried? They did something totally wrong. They're claiming something in the name of Hashem. It's totally wrong. So he says, you know what it is? We're talking about someone who's probably a muchzak bin Navi, probably could have been a Navi, obviously, otherwise we would never even accept it in the first place. All the prerequisites, as I pointed out earlier, that the Rambam already makes a claim that these are necessities for Nevuah, those are the first kind of tests. If you don't pass that test, you don't get to the point where we actually care about what you say about the future. We don't even let you in the doors. So you need to be an Adam Gadol, you need to be a really important person, Kadosh, and separated from the world. V'haya makom lira, right? So in that case, he passed all those tests. He's a really big deal. And in that case, they actually were still in a Navi Sheker. V'haya makom lira naharago. And they're going to be nervous to kill him. The Netziv points out, don't be nervous in this situation, even though they are such a great person. Clearly they're doing something that's totally wrong, and you don't have to be worried about the ramifications that come along with you. That's just building off what the Rambam is clearly saying here. Again, the Rambam doesn't put that all in here, but if you're reading the Rambam the way we are and going through the halachos, one parak at a time, it's obvious that that's a prerequisite. You can't even get through the door without being Adam Gadol, B'Kadosh, etc. So that's what the Netziv is coming out to explain why one shouldn't be afraid. Uvot kimoso pamim harbe, and one should check them a bunch of times. Some say that specifically three times is enough. Arba Turei Evan actually points this out, three times enough. You know why? Because Moshe used three specific signs in Mitzrayim. So when Moshe went down to bring the Ozos in Mitzrayim, again, we pointed out those Ozos were not long-lasting. Harsinai was the one long-lasting. Nevertheless, from the fact that he used three at that time, that gave him enough money in the bank, so to speak, that people would believe what Moshe would say. So through here, we both take him three times. Actually, in one of the next halachos, the Rambam actually points out that we actually shouldn't test him too many times. Too many times is not good. But you should do it a bunch of times. Three times is around the right time. If all the things he says, again, all the things he says about the future are going to come true, then he must be a Navi Emes. Everyone knew throughout all of Klai Yisrael that Shmuel was a good Navi, a Navi that could be believed to be a Navi of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. May not have always listened to Shmuel, but they believed that he was a true Navi. So too, when we test them a bunch of times, they will be considered to be a true Navi as well. You ask, wait a second, about Loma, only about Kosmin, Omrim, Mash Asid, Leos. But don't diviners or sorcerers tell the future also? So what's the difference? What's the difference between them? So the three different answers that the Rambam takes here. Mixas the Rayam miskaimim, mixas and aim miskaimim. So the first approach is, you know what? Yeah, you're right. They get things right. But the truth is, sometimes they're right and sometimes they're wrong. And so that's why we test them a bunch of times. We'll be able to tell, they're wrong. Even in a couple of these instances, even in one iota, as we pointed out earlier, would be enough to disprove that they are real Nevi'im. From that which they say, not everything that they say. So it's clear that they only get some things right. That's answer number one. The Afshar, second answer, right? As saying Yeshayahu. Sometimes they're entirely wrong, and everything they're saying is wrong. So, you know what? They may actually come around, and they're going to say all these things, they're going to say what's going to happen in the future, test. Wait till see what happens. Actually, some point out that during that waiting period, they'd actually hold the Navi in kind of like a holding pattern. They'd hold him like in a cell or whatever, in a mishmar, to be able to wait to see whether or not it actually is true. Because again, if it's true, then it's a Navi. If it's not true, then it's a Navi Sheker. That's a pretty big distinction. One is a big deal, and the other one is a big deal in the opposite direction. So they hold on to them to make sure they're not going to keep spreading their nevuahs or their fake nevuahs without their permission. So they hold on to them in the process. Okay, so that's why we hold on to them, and then we check to see if it actually comes true, because these guys might show up and say, I'm a Navi, but really they're a diviner, a sorcerer, and they might get it totally wrong. Or again, the answer one was, they may get some wrong. And what's this third answer? What's the difference between, again, between the Navi and the sorcerers and diviners? About Navi called the Baruch Hayam, Mishneh Marki, Lo Yipol, Midbar, Hashem Aratza, V'cheinu Amar Navi Asher Ito, Chalom, Yisaper Shalom, V'asher Devarai Iti, Yidaber Divrei Emes Ma'ala Teven, Es Habar, Ne'um Hashem. Chalom, Asher Divrei Kosmi, Ma'a Chalomos, Ki Teven, Shiniz Arev Bo, Me'at Bar, Udvar Hashem, Kivar, She'ein Bo, Heaven, Klal. Says the Rambam, yeah, they're possibly all wrong, or they're possibly sometimes wrong, but Nevi'im are always correct. If they're a real Navi, then they have to be always correct. And the explanation here comes from Yirmiyahu. Pasuk writes that the sorcerer basically is chaff with some grain, but a Navi is entirely grain. So we don't have to worry about that. And that's what the Torah tells us, right? All these things that the diviners and sorcerers tell the rest of the world, don't worry that this Navi, your Navi is going to be telling you Divrei Emes. We don't need our own sorcerers and diviners, because our Nevi'im are going to be telling us the truth and the correct thing. Shemar lo yimatzei b'cha ma'avir b'no v'itov ha'esh, ki ha'goyim ha'egle v'goyim mer v'omar, navi mikir b'cha me'achecha. Ha'lamata she'ena navi omid lanu, elo lo dianu t'varim ha'yasid in yos ma'olam, misova v'rav, milchama v'shalom v'chayot v'hen. What do we learn from all of this? That the Nevi'im are actually, some of them are only here just to tell us about the future. Ah, we saw earlier that some of the Nevi'im were coming here to tell us to fortify, like Malachi did, fortify Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah, because obviously they can't go against Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah, so we already saw that some of them are doing that, and some of them are supposed to answer questions and give advice to different cities, and give, you know, Nineveh, for example, being one of them. But some of them are just supposed to tell us what's going to happen in the future, right? Simply just what's going to happen. So are there going to be years of plenty, or are there going to be years of famine that are going to be coming up? Are there going to be years of, you know, is it war, or are there going to be years of peace? You know, this is slightly different than what we saw in the last parak, where a Navi might be asked by a Melech, should I go to war today or not? And the Navi would say, go today or not go today. But a general kind of approach to the future, is there going to be war, is there not going to be war? That's going to be something that a Navi might be able to specifically just tell us what's going to happen in the future. Even for an individual, sometimes a Navi is told, like who? When Shaul lost something, a Navi told him where it was. We would have such an easy way of being able to find things that we lose. Again, caveat here that this Navi can't come and tell us the future, but also come and tell us that we should have different faith, or that we should add a mitzvah or take away a mitzvah. All of that, as we pointed out earlier, is asur. Go on in Halacha Daled. So now we're going to have a distinction between what type of nevuah is coming from the Navi. Because everything we've said until now actually is not Divrei Peronos. Divrei Peronos have a different set of rules. When we have a nevuah, Shanavi Omer, Kigon, Shiyomer, Ploni, Yamus, Oshana, Plonis, Ra'av, O Melchama, Michayot, Vidorim, Elu, Imlo, Amdu, Dvarav, Ein Bazah, Akasha, the nevuah. Okay, so what would happen, for example, we just said that what do we do? We try to test the Navi, the Osa, we test is whether they tell the future and whether they're correct. What if they say a negative prophecy is going to come? Right, someone's going to die, there's going to be famine, there's going to be war, and guess what? It didn't happen. So you're going to look at the Navi and say, you're a Navi Sheker. Says the Rambam, no, that's not a proof of Nevuah B'Sheker. That is not a proof that this guy is no good. Why? Because what could you possibly say? You might say, wait a second, he said it and it didn't come. No, don't say that, says the Rambam. Because Baruch Hu Erech Apayim Rav Chesed V'Nichav Al Ha'ra'a, words that we're going to be so used to saying every single day as we get closer and closer from now Av into Elul and then ultimately into Tishrei, but they words that really should be in our minds at all times. We have a deep amount of Hakaras Tov to the Ribono Shel Olam for being so merciful with us and so willing to forgive us. Maybe like Nineveh got their Nevuah that they were going to be destroyed, but oh, wait a second, they did Tshuva. They had a major Tshuva movement. And that's why they didn't have that major negative event. The negative prophecy of Yonah didn't take place. You're going to say Yonah wasn't real? He wasn't a good Navi? No, he was great. Don't test them based on the negative Nevuah, because you know what? People have the capacity to change those Nevuahs. We have the capacity to change negative of Nevuahs. Okay, like the Anshei Nineveh. So just one quick point. Tosis Moikotan seems to disagree with this before we keep going on in the rest of the rounds, but get into other things. Tosis Moikotan seems to disagree in this case, and Daf Kafalav and Aleph, where he basically says, Anavi Amrlo, quote for you, most you must. Yeah, most of us, if he says this person is going to die, already who can make? We already treat him as if he died. Even if you say, oh, I want to die, this person is going to live. He's going to live. In the same way that the Ribono Shel Olam, as the Yerushalmi points out, already with Misabel, already mourned over the destruction of the world during the flood, so too we would already begin to mourn or have the capacity to be able to mourn an individual where a Navi says this person's going to die. Okay, so clearly the Rambam and the Tosfos have a difference of opinion regarding to kind of what happens when a Navi comes along and says this person's going to die. According to the Rambam, that is not entirely binding. It could be that could be undone with tshuva. But says it by Tosfos, no, that's it. The Navi knows, and the Navi telling us what we should be doing. Namely, we could already begin to sit Shiva. We could already begin to mourn for that individual. Okay. Then the Rambam goes on. Oshatala lahem ki chizkia. Right, or maybe right, we hold off right on that Navi, like what happened with Chizkia. Right, maybe it's held in abeyance. Like in the case of Chizkiyahu. And Chizkiyahu, this Gemara comes up in Brachos, on Daf Yud Amin Aleph, where there's a machlokes between Chizkiyahu and Yeshayahu at that time, who should go to who, basically. Should Yeshayahu go visit Chizkiyahu? Should Chizkiyahu go visit Yeshayahu? And it ends up because one's the Melech, one's the Navi, and neither of them wanted to go to the other one. So Gosh Baruch Hu basically came along and brought Yisurim to Al-Chizkiyahu. And Chizkiyahu became sick. And therefore, now the Ribono Shel Olam says, "Go and do the Kicholim to Yeshayahu. Right? Go visit Chizkiyahu." So that was it. That was the solution. So Yeshayahu comes along and gives him a nevuah. What was the nevuah? You're going to die. Set your house in order, basically, because you're going to die. So and not only that, but you're going to die in this world and the next world, says the Gemara. So Chizkiyahu says, "What do you mean? What are you giving me all this muster for? What's going on? What did I do? What am I being punished for?" Says Yeshayahu, Mishum de Chazai Liba Ruach Kodesh Nafki Minai Benin de Lo Malu. Oh, sorry. Mishum de Lo Asa Beribia. Oh, says Yeshayahu that I read the answer. I'm sorry. So now I can read it all in English. Oh, Yeshayahu says, wait a second, you didn't have children. And Chizkiyahu says, yeah, but because I looked in Ruach Kodesh and I saw that my children are not going to be too good. And we know that, by the way, Menashe sinned, he was a terrible king. Menashe was a Rasha. And so that was his son. And so, says Chizkiyahu, maybe actually the virtuous thing for me to do was actually not to have children. Says Yeshayahu, oh, who are you to start deciding what's going to be in the future? Yeah, it's your job not to fulfill the mitzvah of Pru Revu because you think that you know the future? No, that's the Ribono Shel Olam's job. That's not your job. You don't control the future. Oh, so says Chizkiyahu to Yeshayahu, oh, fine. So I will take your daughter as a wife, and then maybe between the two of us, our merits, and my zuchos and your zuchos, will come together so that we can have actually good children and not have to worry about the bad children. Oh, says Yeshayahu, kvar nigzira alech gzeiro, the gzeiro already is decreed upon you, it's over, it can't be changed. Amar le ben amotz, kalei nivuascha v'tzei, finish up your nevuah and get out of here. It's true. When a Navi is telling him something, because Chizkiyahu has to listen, we already pointed that out. If you don't listen to what Navi says, usser. But says Chizkiyahu, I don't need you to keep saying things. Stop what you're saying. And then he says, Kakmakulonim beis avi'ava, from David HaMelech himself, even if a sharp sword is resting on a person's neck, you shouldn't prevent him from asking and dominating for mercy, as David HaMelech himself had done. Okay, so this clearly gets into the conversation of the Baal HaTosfos versus the Rambam above, but also explains kind of what it means. At that point, he goes and they ended up having a child, etc. But we get into, we don't have to get into all the details about what ended up happening with the Nevuah, because Yahweh, etc. But again, this definitely lends itself to understanding whether, according to the Baal HaTosfos, and apparently the Ramban, I haven't seen this Ramban inside, but some say the Ramban as well, like the Baal HaTosfos, believe that no, once a Navi says someone's going to die, it's over, or Nigzor Gzeira, and the Rambam clearly says, in those cases, Tfila and Shuva can totally change the course of what's going on. Oh, let's go on. What happens if it's a good prophecy? Let's say it's a good prophecy. This is going to happen. And then that good thing doesn't happen. At that point, we know for sure, right? That it doesn't come what he said, and it was a good thing that was supposed to happen. We know he's an Avishaka before. For sure. Why? Anything that the Rosh Hashanah gives us as if you do X, Y, and Z, then this good thing will happen. Even if we're not deserving of it, in those cases, we're going to get that Nevuah Tova. So we just had Tisha B'av. When it came to the first Beis HaMikdash, so there was a promise that the tzaddikim won't die with the Rishayim, and then the Baruch Shalom undid that. Okay, it's explained in the Masechta Shabbos, I can get into that right now. Fine. What are we learning? So what we learned from here basically is that the only way to actually test a Navi is through good prophecies. If it's a bad prophecy and it doesn't happen, so that actually doesn't undo that it's a good Navi. Because Yonah, again, was a good Navi, even though Nineveh didn't have that destruction. Why? Because they did tshuva, so they were able to get out of it. So it's actually not a good test. It's not a good litmus test about whether the Navi is good or not. So we only focus on good things that are going to happen in the future. That's how we test the Navi. So this is a couple of years before the Churban HaBayis to be shown, we just had Tisha B'Av. So Yirmiyahu was saying, no, it's over. This is it. We're this is Golas. We're going to go straight into Golas. We're on a one-track path. And Hananiah ben Azur was a false prophet. He was a Navi Sheker. And he came along and said, in 2 years, everyone's coming back and we're going to be totally fine, no problem. So what did Yirmiyahu say to him? Listen, Amar lo l'Hananiah, im lo yam du dvarai im vazarai yoshani Navi Sheker. If my what I say doesn't come true, it actually is not a proof that I'm a Navi Sheker. Why? Because I'm saying it's going to turn out bad. I'm saying the Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed. Namely, what Yirmiyahu was saying, even at that point, was if Klal Yisrael are able to do tshuva right now, then you know what? There's still a chance. 2 years before the Churban, or a few years before the Churban. But wait a second. It says Yirmiyahu to Hananiah, if what you say doesn't come true, then it's for sure you're Navi Sheker. Why about Im Lo Yam Didvarecha? You're saying a positive Nevuah. Yivadash Ata Navi Sheker. You're for sure it's going to be a Navi Sheker. Shemar Ach Shema Noes Adavar Hazeh. Again, in that case, the words of Yirmiyahu basically are, essentially, if you say the wrong thing, it will be clear that you're a Navi Sheker. I won't be able to be tested in the same way. And he was calling him a Navi Sheker in that situation. We know what happened. The Churban took place. So let's move on now to Halacha Hey. Halacha Hey is the last Halacha in this section. Again, right before we get to Hilchos Deos, we're going to start with Hilchos Deos tomorrow on Shabbos. Here we go. Navi sheyed bo lo navi acher shehu navi harehu becheskes navi. An important other rule is that sometimes you actually don't need the oaths, you don't need the signs. If one navi says this navi is good, then that's good enough. You don't need to check with this other guy. The second one is good enough. Where do we know that? From Shabbat, Moshe Rabbeinu heyed le Yoshua v'yaminu bo kol yisrael kolim shi'as os. Even before Yoshua did any osos, yes, it's true. He held up, the river, Jordan River, to be able to stand at the Yarden, to be able to stop on one side so we could pass over. It's true. They've done, did osos. But that is not when they started believing. They already believed him before that. Why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu already testified on his behalf. Moshe Rabbeinu said, yeah, he's good. I give you my word. And because we already believed in Moshe Rabbeinu and he was a Navi, so therefore it was good enough for us. It could be that in Shmos Dalet Tes Zayin, that Aaron himself did the same for Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was coming down. Maybe Aaron gave also his approval to Moshe Rabbeinu, that may be in addition to the three osos that actually Moshe Rabbeinu did. Fine. V'chein l'doros, and the same thing applies for the future as well. Just Moshe did this for Yoshua, so to any future Navi. Navi Janoda Nibuaso, Vehemina Vidvara Pam, Akar Pam, Oshe Lo Navi, Vehaya Holech Vidarka Nevua, Osu Lachshov, Akarat Harher, Vivuaso, Shema Eina Emes. Okay, when it comes to a Navi that either has testimony from another Navi that is good, or he has been tested a bunch of times with futuristic nevuos and they come true. In all those cases, once we accept them as a Navi, you can't question their nevua, you can't question them as truthful Naviim. But also, and it's also Yoser Midai, you shouldn't test them too much. Again, as we said earlier, maybe three is the right number. Okay, Shnei Mar Lo Tinasu Es Hashem Lo Keichem Ta'asher Nisisem V'masa She'amru Hayesh Hashem Ekebeinu V'ayin. We once tested the Ramon Shalom. We once tested whether or not the Ramon Shalom was with us. No good. Torah tells us, don't do that. It's usur. And in fact, that's actually the 10th of the 10 mitzvahs of Hilchos Sodei Torah. Again, Batigra, Batosis were not in that list, even though we mentioned them. But in this case, this is in the list, not to test the Ramon Shalom. But right now, it's really in the context of not testing his Nevi'im. Ela Shemeacha Shenoda Shezenavi Yaminu V'yedu Ki Hashem V'kirbam V'lo Yaharhu V'lo Yechshavu Acharav Ki Inyon Shneem Rav'yadu Ki Navi Hayav V'socham. You don't have to be too worried. Once you accept him as a Navi, he is saying God's word, and he is good to go. The Gemara in Tainus points out, and this is some point out, that the Rambam does not include here the actual mitzvah, which is not the test Hashem. That's what actually he listed earlier in the mitzvahs, in the 10 mitzvahs. The Rambam specifically listed not a test Hashem. Shalom nesoso, right? The nesoso, not to test Hashem. The same way, l'shmo min ha-navi ha-medaber b'shmo. Again, the shmo in these cases is talking about the Ribbono Shel Olam. Shalom na-so-so. Again, it's talking about the Ribbono Shel Olam, not to test the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's what the mitzvah is. There is one exception to that rule. It's a good way to close out, which is by Meiser. The Gemara in Tainus on Daf Tes Amud Aleph points out that one is allowed to test the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and it specifically said, right, to the Amar Lehu, Mishori, the Nesuya, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, who says that you're allowed to test the Baruch Hu, Aksiv, Lo Tinasu, Es Hashem, right, as we pointed out, Amar Lehu, Achi Amar Hoshaya, Chutz Mizo, except for this case, Shneimer, Haviyu, Es Kol HaHaser, El Beis HaOser, Be Terefi, Be Terefi, Be Siv, all right, so, et cetera, et cetera, right, Kosi, Lechem, Brachad, Lida, okay, ultimately, the Baruch Hu is going to then pour out blessings for you if you are willing to give your Meiser in the correct way. So in that case, you could test the Ramon Shalom and say, if I get Meiser, I want you to give me the money back, and that would be acceptable. That's the one case that you're about to test the Ramon Shalom. But in all other ways, you're not allowed to test the Ramon Shalom. Again, the Ram does not spell all this out here at the end of this halakha, but because he lists it as one of the 10 mitzvahs for the Yisrael Chosoya Torah, we listed it here. Again, we've been doing Hilchos Nevi'im, Hilchos Prophecy, the last couple of prakim, and we focus essentially here on the not needing such intense osos like Moshe and Eliyahu, really just knowing the future is good enough, and they're different than diviners or sorcerers, because every time they say anything, it has to be entirely true. If not, then we know they're Navi Sheker, and a sorcerer and a diviner we know don't always get it right. And some of them only come to tell us about the future. And now there's a distinction between negative prophecies and positive prophecies. Negative prophecies are not testable because people can do tshuva, like we see with Ninveh. People can avoid the negative prophecy, but Again, it could be that maybe the Balei Tosfos and the Ramban disagree with some components of that. Maybe when an individual, a person, is declared going to die by a Navi, then maybe they're actually going to die. It's just erase out saying Shiva for them, fine. But mourning for them. But in general, we don't test a Navi when it comes to negative Nebuahs because it could be overturned based on Tshuva. And therefore, I can't test the tenacity, the ability for a Navi to actually be able to give true nevuah. When it comes to positive nevuahs, even if they're said al tanai, even if they're said, you know, on condition for something, even if that condition doesn't pan out, that nevuah happens. That's just the way the Bona Shalom acts, and so therefore, we do test based on positive mitzvos. We pointed out as well that you don't actually need an oath in order to become a good Navi. It could be simply by getting a letter of recommendation, so to speak, from another Navi like Moshe for Yehoshua. Some say maybe even Aaron for Moshe would be enough. And we closed out that you shouldn't test a Navi too much. Once you've accepted them, it's good to go. And we pointed out maybe too much is already three times. Once you test them three times and they get it all right, all the details, three instances that are going to happen in the future, so in that case, we would trust them. We will move on beginning tomorrow with Hilchos Deos. Have a wonderful day. Have a wonderful Shabbos.